From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Uzbekistan's authoritarian ruler for more than 25 years, Islam Karimov, has died. He was pronounced dead Friday evening, one day after the Central Asian country's independence holiday, ending days of speculation about whether Karimov was still alive following a massive stroke. Uzbek authorities said the 78-year-old ruler had been in a coma for days. He will be buried Saturday in Samarkand, the ancient Silk Road city where he was born. James Nixie is the head of the Russia and Eurasia program at Chatham House. He says Karimov's death sets off a struggle for power.
And that could result in people ending up in jail. It could potentially result in unrest. Uzbekistan has a history of violence. And we will see the person come out on top who is thought to be the person who will promote the interests of the most number of people.
The human rights group Amnesty International said in a statement Friday that Karimov's death leaves Uzbekistan's repressive regime unlikely to change. The U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation released 58 pages of documents from its inquiry of Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton's use of a private email server during her time as Secretary of State. The FBI also released what it called a factual summary of its investigation in the interest of transparency and in response to multiple Freedom of Information Act requests. The documents include technical details of how the server in Clinton's basement was set up. Last month, the FBI closed its year-long probe into whether Clinton and her aides mishandled sensitive information. FBI Director James Comey said they were careless, but not criminal. This is VOA News. Leaders of the world's 20 largest economies are set to meet in the Chinese city of Hangzhou for 2 days starting Sunday. They're expected to discuss global issues that include terrorism and the migrant crisis. As VOA's Beijing correspondent Bill Ide reports, President Obama is looking to continue efforts to work with China and not against it.
This is President Obama's last trip to the region, so he really wants to shore up this relationship as best he can to try to keep it going in a sort of a positive direction, or at least to highlight the ways that the two can work together. And that is key. While many argue and say that the pivot is about fighting against China or trying to encircle China, it's also about keeping U.S. presence here in the region and also working together, finding ways to cooperate with all of the members of Asia, including China.
VOA Beijing correspondent Bill Ide. Protesters in Gabon's capital city carried out widespread looting on Friday, continuing the unrest that followed Wednesday's announcement that incumbent President Ali Bongo had narrowly defeated his challenger in a nationwide vote. VOA reporter Idriss Fall in Libreville said the unrest began in the neighborhood of Charbonnage and spread outward. He said most of the protesters were young men in their 20s. The unrest began Wednesday following official results that showed Bongo with 49.8% of the vote and challenger Jean Ping with 48.2%. Residents of Florida's Gulf Coasts are cleaning up after Hurricane Hermine slammed into the area late Thursday. Florida Governor Rick Scott said Hermine, the first hurricane to hit Florida in 11 years, tore through what is known as the Big Bend near Tallahassee. After pushing through Georgia, Hermine began to move into the Carolinas and up the East Coast, with the potential for drenching rain and deadly flooding. New York Mayor Bill de Blasio warned residents there to stay away from the water.
Now, that's an unusual situation. For such a large storm to stall and remain in place and have a real direct impact on New York City and Long Island, all the surrounding areas, for such a long period of time, that's unusual, and that's one of the things that's causing us some real concern.
De Blasio asked residents to stay out of the ocean because of the likelihood of dangerous rip tides. On Wall Street, markets closed higher Friday. The Dow was up 0.39%. The S&P 500 rose 0.42%. The Nasdaq was up 0.43%. European markets were also higher. Asian markets were mixed. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.